This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following interview was conducted earlier this year with Phyllis Schlafly, who died on Labor Day of this year. In commemoration of this great woman's life, we're rerunning this show for this weekend.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Kraft.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today it's a real privilege to have Phyllis Schlafly join us. The at least the starting point of our discussion is something that has been a plague in American politics for some time, the drive for single-payer insurance. The halfway point has been called Obamacare. And happily, as Phyllis has characterized it, it's on life support. And Phyllis, when I saw that that was your opinion, I thought, this is really good news. It's good news for a lot of people, gun owners included. We don't like the idea that the government's going to be turning over all kinds of information that they shouldn't have to put in FBI files on gun owners. And if this massive fraudulent scheme is finally on its death knell, I'd like to hear a few details on how you came to that conclusion. This is not the first rodeo you've been to. You've observed quite a few political battles. In fact, this must seem like kind of same old to you. I might tell those listening that Phyllis burst onto the national scene with A Choice, Not an Echo, a book that at the time sold some 3 million copies. Today probably would have sold three times that number, the way conservative books are even more effectively marketed today. And it really put out a challenge that the Republican Party still hasn't really gotten into its head, that the way they win is to be a choice and not an echo. And we've had so many object lessons in that. I guess we're kind of slow learners, Phyllis.
Well, that's why I put out a new edition of the book. You know, the book, if you remember it, had one chapter on each convention. And I've been to every one since 1952. And I brought it up to date with a chapter on each convention and told you some of the shenanigans going on behind closed doors. You won't read this anywhere else because I was there and I saw it. And especially the shenanigans in 1980 when they tried to prevent Reagan from being the president we wanted him to be.
You know, I was at that convention, and I was just stunned. My jaw almost literally dropped to the floor when they announced George Bush as his running mate, and I thought, who in the world is advising him? Ronald Reagan...
I tell you the story behind the scenes. I won't tell you on the radio because you ought to go back buy the book. I think the most interesting chapter in the book.
Well, and I think your book is most interesting because it's still very pertinent. The Republican Party as a whole is still wrestling with this
issue. We still want a choice, not an echo. And the establishment, whom I used to call the kingmakers, are still trying to tell us who we're going to get.
Yeah. Well, God willing, they may not get that chance this year, but it's not decided yet. So your analysis is very timely. I'm delighted to hear that the book is in an up-to-date reissue.
Right.
So I think that's going to have to be added to my reading list, and
I want you to know how supportive I am of gun owners and guns. Do you know the story about how I worked my way through college?
I have not heard.
Well, I worked my way through college testing 30 and 50 caliber ammunition at the largest ammunition plant in the world.
I had forgotten. Oh, that's amazing. Yes, I can just see.
There might have been the nights when I would fire 5,000 rounds in just one shift. And it was the ammunition we were testing, not the guns, but you had to have a gun to do it. And that's the way I worked my way through college.
So you were the trigger man for your college tuition.
Right.
Well, I got introduced to you when I was involved in local politics in Northern Virginia running for the legislature. And somebody that you and I both worked with, Kathy Teague, was actually a turned out to be a constituent of mine, and who had been the voice in Washington of the Eagle Forum, your lobby organization for the family and opposing the Equal Rights Amendment.
And, well, Kathy Teague was my first lieutenant for many years.
It was an amazing gal that you had there, and I was just delighted that she was so gifted and was, in fact, a very active part of my campaign, had a good deal to do with my getting elected. So you've had some real choice people that have worked for you, and I can vouch for that from personal experience.
Well, that's right, and that's because I built an organization of volunteers. People who weren't in it for the money, but who were in it for the message that they wanted to get out. And we have built a great organization with state leaders all over the country who, like me, are all volunteers.
And I dare say that organization is still, to one degree or another, still there. It's amazing what a legacy was created. The left has once again engaged in the law of unintended consequences. They have really given birth to a self-consciously pro-family movement that I don't think was even self-aware at all before they poked us in the eye.
Well, we proved that we can get together and beat the whole establishment, because that's what we did when we defeated the Equal Rights Amendment. Everybody was against us, even conservatives, even all our friends in Congress and Senate.
Gee, what else is... That hasn't changed much. Wow. One of my favorite stories is after you beat Eller Smeal in Illinois, of all places, we might say, she lamented on national television that she couldn't explain why they had lost in Illinois. It was as if she had been facing off against some force that she didn't know what it was. And I thought, lady, you better figure out what that force was. That's going to be pretty important.
I don't think she ever figured it out.
Well, that's a shame, because everybody should. But no, she really said it well, and I thought that that shows what just a handful of volunteers can do when they are on the Lord's side. They can do things that the world just doesn't expect. And so let me just circle back, though. Your book, A Choice, Not an Echo, really is so much speaking to today. It's amazing how the Republican establishment, the McConnells of the Senate, the Ryans and Boehners of the House, are still working off that same idea, and yet when Senator Cruz forced a partial government slowdown over various funding issues, and I guess this one was over Obamacare, they eventually went back to work here in the federal government. Nobody missed a paycheck, but the end result was six net new Republican senators. And yet, Phyllis, I can't figure this out. The Republicans, so many of them, talk about, we can't face another disaster such as that shutdown that Cruz was leading. We just can't afford the political shellacking that we would take. What kind of political shellacking is it when you gain six seats in the U.S. Senate?
Yeah. That's right, but the press was very ugly to the Republicans and blamed the Republicans for the shutdown. But, of course, all they did was suspend the pay of a few unnecessary government employees, and I don't think the country was harmed by that.
No, and the employees, as I say, did get their checks. That always happens. That's the nature of these so-called shutdowns. And so back we go into business as usual. I'm talking with Phyllis Schlafly. She's got an up-to-date version of A Choice, Not an Echo. And we're going to get to talk about Obamacare on life support when we get back from this break.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, it's a pleasure to be talking with Phyllis Schlafly, founder and still the head of Eagle Forum, eagleforum.org, and her book has now happily been up to date, reissued, A Choice, Not an Echo, something the Republican Party is still struggling with. And one of the things that it can't quite figure out what to do with, they campaigned, I thought, successfully against Obamacare, said that you give them control of the Congress and they, by golly, would get rid of Obamacare. We gave them control of the Congress and they blinked. And they got mad at Senator Cruz for having given them the chance. Really a pretty extraordinary group of losers. And I was delighted, Phyllis, that you have characterized Obamacare as on life support. I always like to talk about good news. How do you see that?
Well, I think we have a good chance of repealing Obamacare completely if we get a Republican president who will sign the overturn of Obamacare.
For sure that.
Congress did pass a repeal, but of course Obama vetoed that. And we're still working on it because a lot of people are still caught by it. And we know that most people who've had to tangle with it have been very unhappy with it.
Yeah, it's amazing. Something that is so counterproductive has hurt so many people and hasn't produced rioting in the streets almost. Have we gotten to the point where we just kind of accept torment from our leaders? This is truly a terrible system.
Well, you know, we've taken in a lot of people. It's the immigration issue, which is so bad for our country right now. And if you look at it, we've taken in millions of people who had no concept of the whole idea of limited government. They just came from countries where the government ran everything. And they really didn't even know what it would mean or even have a desire to be American. And I think that's what's happening at the present time. And we don't want to let in just people who want the government to run things. We don't want the government to. We believe in government by we the people.
You know, that was why Gun Owners of America was so active in the immigration fight, which sadly Senator Rubio just was stuck to like glue. The idea, exactly what you say, bringing in people who have never have any tradition of, never been schooled about what it means to have a limited government where the government is the employee of the people. We're beginning to, I'm afraid, lose that in our own country, but folks coming from abroad are all natural Democrats. They're looking, as you say, for big government. That's their whole idea of what government is about. It's there to give them more and more things. And, of course, in the same breath, they're going to be told what to do, but they seem to accept that as well. And that's not where I think still most Americans are. We want to be left alone, to live our own lives, to be able to enjoy the fruit of our own labors. And to the extent that we're going to be engaged in charity, those are voluntary decisions, not compelled by a government. And yet here we have a party, the Democrat Party, which is eagerly bringing in these immigrants who at best don't have an idea what it means to be an American if they were to become one, and may well
be
terrorists.
No, but the Democrats want them to vote anyway.
Want them to vote anyway. In fact, better they don't know what it means to be an American in a constitutional limited government. They don't want to import anybody like that. Not that I'm sure there are that many that we could import. And so
I have friends who came in long ago, and they told me with pride that after they got off the boat in Ellis Island to immigrate, their parents would stand them up and say, and now we're in America, and we're going to be Americans, and we're going to learn English, and we're going to learn a whole new set of laws, and this is our country now. We are going to be American. But you don't find these immigrants saying this today.
That's an amazing thing. I'm just delighted to hear that there was that generation of immigrants who looked forward to becoming Americans and to being assimilated, and you just ticked off those things that could kind of highlight the list of what it means, the things you got to do to be an American. And then it doesn't matter from whence you've come, as long as you could subscribe to what you just listed, anybody could be an American.
That's
under
right.
Those...
That's so, right.
But we're not expressing that to the immigrants now, and they're being pandered to.
Anybody can come, no matter how much you hate us, no matter how you have no concept about limited government and the rule of law and the things that we believe in, and that's not right. We only want people who want to be American.
And that would be particularly problematic, I think, when we're talking about Muslims who are taught, when they're taught from the Quran, they're taught to hate people like us, they're taught to want to kill people like us, and to the extent that they don't, that's taqiyya. That's just a temporary lying to get along until they are tactically and strategically in a position to strike. To import people with that mindset is suicidal, but that seems to be what the modern Democrat Party has become. We've seen what's happening in Europe with that attitude, and it's...
Well, you know, I always thought the Germans were pretty tough, and they could handle it. And obviously, even the Germans can't handle it.
No, they can't.
The Muslims have come in and they've basically taken over Germany.
The rape fests that were held on New Year's Day, which were not just New Year's Day, apparently, but have been occurring in many cities many days, is just stunning. The danger that German women are in at the hands of the immigrants, and apparently there's not much willingness on the part of the authorities to do anything about it. Now, one bright footnote, in Austria, similar problem, it's apparently now impossible to find a shotgun in the sporting stores. Shotgun is the one firearm people can buy there in Austria about as easily as you and I can go buy a gun here in the United States. And the women of the country particularly have just emptied the shelves of the stores of shotguns because they're scared to death of these immigrants who are so brutal and obviously not interested in being assimilated. They're interested in dominating.
You know Ann Coulter's book, Adios America, where she described about all of these immigrants coming in. It was just so shocking the way they went after very young girls, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls.
Well, Phyllis, let's pick up on that when we get back. I think Ann Coulter on this subject has made a lot of sense. Talking with Phyllis Schlafly, A Choice, Not an Echo, reissued, up to date. Get a copy, folks. We're going to be right back.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243. 990-1243.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
And welcome back. Thank you for listening. Talking today with Phyllis Schlafly. I would say one way we could describe Phyllis is the first lady of the conservative movement. And she has occupied that spot for quite a long time and had an awful lot to do with getting people involved in politics, advancing the good guys and helping to root out the bad guys. Got to make some tough decisions sometimes, and especially when it comes to working within your own party, and in our case within the Republican Party. There are plenty of people that get into the Republican Party saying the right things, talking limited government, constitutional government, but then when they come to push come to shove, they can't really do it. And I'm glad that there's still an Eagle Forum, eagleforum.org, where people can be involved in the fight to defend the family, a fight which has which should have been over. And if Phyllis, frankly, were it not for what you did getting involved those many decades ago, it's very arguable that the fight would have turned out rather differently. So really, we need to thank you for the leadership you've shown in this fight. And
well, thank you. I believe in politics, and I think politics is where the action is. And as John Rumsfeld once said, when you go to war with the army you already have, not the army you wish you had. Well, in the Army we have a two-party system in this country, and I don't think I'm ever smart enough to shape up the Democratic Party, so I'm trying to work on shaping up the Republican Party. And the fight is in the Republican Party, and we invite everybody listening to this program to be part of it and try to get yourself to be a delegate to the big convention, which will be in Cleveland in the summer. And I know you all wanted to go to Cleveland, hot, muggy, humid Cleveland in the summer, and I'll see you there because I'll be there.
Well, that's encouraging to know. It's nice to know that there'll be some level-headed thinking present there in Cleveland, because who knows what's going to be there with the folks that are currently in the establishment Republican leadership. It's pretty stunning how little they seem to get it. And they are still, evidently, they are still wedded to the notion that it's better to be an echo rather than offer a choice. And the example of Reagan is lost on them. And apparently they think that Dole and McCain and Romney were winners. And it's really kind of puzzling that these are intelligent people.
Well,
these
if you don't read my books, you got it all figured out. It's not that it's puzzling. It's that they really don't care which party wins. They want to control them both. And that's why they're always preaching bipartisanship. And they want a globalist government giveaway type of government. And we don't like that. And so, however, they've got the money. You know, they had planned that their plan A would be the governor of Florida, George Bush. And they got him $100 million. And he was on his way to being the candidate. And that's when Donald Trump got in the way. And the establishment, whom I call the kingmakers, are just so mad about that. It's kind of funny to watch them.
It is. And now Bush is so far out of the picture that he barely breaks. Well, he doesn't break out of single digits in many states. And so it's one of the more stunning misapplications of over $100 million on the part of the ruling elite in the Republican Party. They made a bad investment, and I'm not sure they quite know what to do about it. I know that they're kind of, in that respect, somewhat like the anti-gunners. They have various iterations of, first they started out many years ago, and you probably recall there was a national committee to ban handguns. And then they moved from there to less confrontational sounding groups and ended up for quite some time with handgun control. And now they've even dropped that name. And so they keep trying to change the name from focus groups. They talk about gun safety legislation now rather than gun control. But all the while, they're doing this with no grassroots. They've got lots of money. They've got Michael Bloomberg. They've got George Soros. They fund all kinds of nutty left-wing things, including anti-Second Amendment activities. But they don't have grassroots. And that's something where we may have been short, I'd like to say, from time to time at Gun Owners of America on money, but we obviously are blessed with the opportunity to speak to just untold thousands of gun owners who are willing to get involved and are willing to do what you're talking about, to go to the convention in Cleveland in 2016, to go through the process of becoming a Republican delegate. In some jurisdictions, they are almost begging for people to do it. Other places, it will be contested. So it's hard to say, but you never find out until you do it. And I'm glad you made that point, that people need to try to get to Cleveland. And yes, it's not going to be the most glamorous assignment that one has ever taken, and it will be hot and muggy. And we'll be confronting the Republican establishment eyeball to eyeball. I remember so much. I was on the floor of the convention in 1980, and Reagan's committee announced that George Bush was going to be his nominee. And one of the local TV stations, a reporter, was right next to me at the time, and he observed that I looked like I'd been gut punched, and I said, well, I had. And it was just stunning that Reagan would do that. They'd obviously conned him into thinking he needed to move to the middle, when if they're ever going to win consistently, they're going to get the middle finally to realize that it's a message like Reagan's, a choice, not an echo, is what gets people elected.
That's right. And we find that they keep nagging at us and keep thinking they can control. But I think the day of the kingmakers controlling and giving us a whole series of losers is over, because we now have got some people who are standing up and fighting it all the way.
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I kind of think maybe that's true. I think the advent of Trump was based entirely on sending a message, my take anyway, sending a message to the Republican establishment. And in the last few days, we've seen a tussle between Trump and Cruz, and I think it's becoming clear that both of them have been taking on the Republican establishment. But if you want a man who's been consistently conservative on every issue you can think of, then obviously Cruz hands down. That's why Gun Owners has endorsed him for president. I don't know. You may have gone for someone else, perhaps for Trump. Either one of them has clearly made their mark as an anti-establishment type, and that's got to have the establishment in absolute disarray.
Well, it's pretty funny to watch. It's the most comedy we've had on national television in a long time, watching the consternation of the kingmakers that they predicted Scripps was going to self-destruct. And when he didn't, they didn't know what to do, and they still don't know what to do.
They still don't know what to do. That's right. Because they don't have a message. They don't really have a way of appealing to the troops. And at some point, you do have to have the people there to vote. Money is very important, but ask Jeb Bush how far that goes.
That's right, and it's a fascinating subject, and I urge everybody to be involved in politics for what could be the most important election of our lifetime.
We got one more segment to go. We're going to be back with Phyllis Schlafly after these messages, so don't go away. And do remember, her book, A Choice Not an Echo, has been updated. It spoke to the Republicans decades ago. It's still speaking to us now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking with Phyllis Schlafly, the author of A Choice, Not an Echo, a book, even though it was written years ago, not only has it been updated for today to talk about the very current Republican politics and national politics, but really the issues don't seem to ever go away.
That's right. And I'll give you a little teaser about the new book, because the type of shenanigans going on behind closed doors are still there. And they think they are divinely appointed to name all of our nominees, and they've given us a series of losers. And we went all out for Barry Goldwater, as you know, and we didn't get him, and they destroyed him. But at any rate, what we did get from the Barry Goldwater fight was Ronald Reagan in 1980.
Yes.
And all the conservatives were backing Ronald Reagan, but the establishment was doing all they could to defeat him. And when they finally realized we had the votes and they couldn't stop him, then they developed a Plan B. And Plan B was to force Reagan to take a co-president, take Gerald Ford as a co-president, and not as a vice president, but as a co-president who would really wield most of the power. And I remember as I was walking around the floor of that convention, Dan Rather accosted me, and Phyllis, what do you think about this idea of a co-presidency? Well, I said it's completely unconstitutional because it would take away the president all power over defense, the money, the budget, and what we're doing, and give it to the vice president, Gerald Ford, whom Henry Kissinger will tell what to do. And it was well known that Ford took his orders from Henry Kissinger, who was no friend of America. And at any rate, Dan Rather burst out laughing. And meanwhile, Cronkite was announcing from his skybox that Ford was going to be the vice president. And Ronald Reagan was under such heavy pressure that he came to the personal conclusion that he didn't think he could last the night against this type of pressure. And that's when, as you all remember, it's recorded in the books, that at 11:25 p.m., he called up George Bush, who was already in his pajamas, having given up, and said, "George, get on over here. I'm introducing you as vice president." And that's what saved us there.
That was probably the most...
Choice Sound Echo's got a lot of good stories like this, and I urge you to get it so you're prepared for the fight this year.
Yeah, the fights will have different names of different players, but the issues are going to be kind of the same. And what an irony that George Bush was used to as a foil against the likes of Gerald Ford or whatnot, when clearly, apparently, even Reagan didn't appreciate fully just what kind of popular support he had. And he didn't need to be listening to these people, but they're very persuasive. And when they get you into a closed room, obviously even a Ronald Reagan could go wobbly.
And the kingmakers knew that that Gerald Ford would take orders.
Yes, yes.
So Ronald Reagan wouldn't be good at taking orders, but Gerald Ford would take orders, and if they let him run everything in the government that was important, then they could really be running the country.
Well, I would hope that Obamacare is going to be one of the issues that is going to resonate in this campaign, because, as you said, since the Republicans have given up the power that they do have to stop it congressionally, certainly if there were a President Trump, a President Cruz, a President Rubio, I think any of those three would, without very much question, would sign a bill that's already got congressional support now and would likely be replicable in the next Congress. And we could see that kind of legislation being signed and a repeal root and branch. That would mean then Republicans are going to have to come up with what they have talked about as alternatives, such as being able to buy insurance across state lines. That was one of the greatest pieces of protectionist skullduggery that's happened in a long time, was when the insurance industry was able to insulate itself from interstate purchases and sort of lock a state body of insurance buyers into their own little pen. It's just extraordinary how, instead of complaining about crony capitalism and how it had failed in the health care industry, obviously the health care system has failed, let's go to Obamacare. Amazing.
Yes, it certainly is, and fortunately, I think we really, now, if we have a good Republican elected president, we can really get rid of Obamacare.
That would be, I think, an issue that would help propel Republicans to victory, both in the Congress as well as in the presidency.
Yeah, everybody's unhappy. People who buy insurance from them are unhappy, and the physicians are unhappy, and the patients are unhappy.
And people that are not buying insurance, who are paying the penalty as a lesser of evils, there's still some almost 20 million people that don't have insurance after Obamacare was passed to ensure that there not be any uninsured. Why don't we hear more about that kind of massive failure? You can keep your own doctor. You can keep your plan if you like it. Your costs are going to go down $2,500. It's all been based on a lie, and I I would like to hear some Republicans, because I don't hear any of them, kind of repeating as a mantra the failures of Obamacare and the lies that it's been based on, the proven lies. President lied through his teeth repeatedly. And yet we still take the president seriously on any number of other issues because, well, the president said this, that, and it was, who? Really? You're taking that guy seriously? It's stunning to me.
Yeah, well, the American people have been lied to again and again and again. But I'm hoping that this election coming up in 2016 in November will be a big turning point. I think it could be the most important election of our lifetime, and we want to make sure that we elect a good president, somebody who will be a take-charge person and will get rid of Obamacare and the other bad executive actions of Obama.
Well, that is something hopefully that we're going to hear more about as this election year goes on. I guess, truthfully, within the Republican Party, that may not be that much of a debate, but surely once there's a Republican versus the Democrat, that ought to be pretty clear, clearly an issue. And I think it could put the Democrats on the defensive, make them defend a failed system that has really stuck it to the American people.
Yes, it really has. No question about it.
And I know that they were hoping, and that now I even hear them talking openly about, well, yes, Obamacare wasn't really intended to succeed. It was to be replaced by single payer because the failure of Obamacare would mean people clamoring for a single payer system. Well, that means like England, like most of Europe, I guess. And I don't hear people going to England to have their medical problems solved. That's the last place, in fact, I think. In fact, people go from England to other countries, if they have the money, to get their medical problems taken care of. So,
right.
It's just stunning that, and I think
well,
this...
These are just some of the issues we have to deal with, and I would urge your listeners to subscribe to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Now,
good.
In its 49th year,
yes.
A monthly publication. It'll keep you up to speed on all these important issues that are important to you, the citizen, and we need you. We need you being active in politics this year. If you never were active before, we need you now.
To get that online, people would go PhyllisSchlafly.org. Okay, PhyllisSchlaflyReport.org. I think that's a very good piece of advice. Sorry to say I don't have a subscription yet, but before the afternoon is finished, I will have one. I'm glad you brought that up. Phyllis, you have been one of the most acute observers of American politics over the years, and I think maybe this is going to be the year when your observations are going to be helpful, very helpful, in giving us a Republican Party that's going to be somewhat different from what it's been in the past, a bunch of losers. Let's hope so. Phyllis Schlafly, thank you so much for your years of service. The Phyllis Schlafly Report.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.